To bear the King and Lord of heaven, no tree was worthy save thou, O holy cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is First Thursday, and as usual, we dedicate that for in our prayers to all the priests. And today is also the feast of finding of the Holy Cross, namely the very true cross on which our Lord Jesus was crucified. After the Mass of today, I will bless the palm crosses, the powerful sacramentals, and I will also depart to you the blessing with the relic of the true cross. And after that, you can all come to communion rail to show your veneration and kiss the relic of the true cross. And the story of how the Christians found the true cross on which Jesus was crucified starts not long after our Lord ascended into heaven. On those times, the Romans, who were in power in Holy Land, they were still pagans, and they very much hated Christianity, and they wanted to destroy all the holy places which reminded them of this life of our Lord and of the religion and church he established. So the Romans built pagan shrines above Christian holy sites, the very places where Christ and Mary and the apostles had lived. And you should know, children, that doing this, they committed a very grave sin. Those pagans, they were guilty of idolatry. That is, they worshipped false gods. That was bad enough. But now they still committed a sacrilege. That is, they gave dishonoring to a sacred thing. That is, the places and things which our Lord had used and touched, and built pagan temples above them. It was about the shortly after the year of 300 when there was a new emperor in Rome named Constantine, and he gave the church her freedom. Now Christians could freely go to Mass and establish and build churches for them. And Emperor Constantine had a pious mother named Saint Helena. And one day, this holy woman, who was very old by then, had a dream that she must go to Jerusalem, the very city where Jesus was crucified, and find the true cross and rescue it from the ruins and temples of idolatry and sacrilege. So after having that dream, Saint Helena knew that she had to do something for it, but she did not want to function by her own authority, but she went to see the bishop of Jerusalem, who was named Saint Macarius. This bishop was a good bishop, whom Saint Athanasius thought very highly of him. If you remember from the sermon of Tuesday, Saint Athanasius was the one who very fiercely fought against the heretics called Arians, these people who believed that Jesus was not God. In his fierce battle, Saint Athanasius was also joined by the Holy Bishop of Jerusalem, Saint Macarius. And it was Saint Macarius to whom Saint Helena went to see and asked his help in finding the true cross and rescuing it and bring it to the veneration of the Catholics. So the Emperor Constantine said that bishop has the full power to find this true cross, and Saint Helena had all the pagan monuments and temples leveled to the ground. That was the end of idolatry in the Holy Land. All these false gods and their temples, they were now crumbled to pieces, and instead churches where the sacrifice of the Mass was said was built instead. Once when Saint Helena was searching of the destructed temple of Venus, and where the locals had told her that Jesus had been crucified on that spot, she indeed found something. She found three crosses, as you know, children, and then in the Calvary there were truly three crosses: one where our Lord was crucified, and one where the good thief was crucified, and the third where the bad thief was crucified. She was, of course, happy of finding and rescuing these crosses, but she was also wondering that which one was the true cross, the one where Jesus himself had hung. So since she couldn't solve the problem, she did what a good Catholic does. She called a priest, or the bishop in this case, the holy bishop of Jerusalem, Saint Macarius. So the bishop came to the place and said prayers to God Almighty that he would show which one was the true cross for them to venerate. And on that place there was a woman who was deadly ill, and it was through her that the bishop found out the true cross. He called the woman and touched her with each of the three crosses. The first one had no effect on her, but the third one was the real one, and upon touching that, the woman was instantly cured. So now the Christians, after a couple of hundred years, they had again found the true cross of Jesus Christ. Saint Macarius was very happy of finding this grateful and most precious relic, and saying it was through their dream of Saint Helena what God had guided her and located the very true cross of Jesus. Dear children, when Christ was sacrificed on the cross, the true cross, he offered the same sacrifice which the priest also now in Mass offers. So Christ was sacrificed and he offers the sacrifice. Priest is another Christ, and he also offers you the same sacrifice and gives you our Lord Jesus to be your nourishment in Holy Communion. And this shows you the great value and importance of the office of priesthood. And also notice from today's story how the priests are worthy and should have your respect as well, and the authority for you as well. Saint Helena, she was an empress, the mother of the emperor, and very rich and powerful woman. But she would allow only the priest, the bishop of Jerusalem, to make a decision what was the true relic, what was the true thing she was looking for. The judgment of the priest was the judgment of God to her. So children, remember that where the true priest is, where the true sacrifice of Mass is offered, there you also find Jesus, who was sacrificed on the true cross. The world also offers you many crosses to carry, but the worst of them is sin. But as we have learned in our religion class, the holy cross, the true cross, has also given you the reason for joy. That cross has removed your sorrows, removed your sins, and only the cross of Jesus, whom you take from the hands of the priest, only Jesus can truly make you free. He can truly make you happy, and through his holy cross he has given the whole world the chance of redemption, and not just short-time happiness, but eternal happiness in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.